I am your host, Fierce Massey, and today is Sunday. Horny, it is Sunday. Yes. Chocolate with whipped cream on top, baby. It's March 20th, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, my home team. I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in Nigeria, in Africa, and the UK. Do have some members in Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Yes. And on today, honey, listen. Let me tell you something. Always remember this show was brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. Gumbarum.com. The smoothest rum on the planet. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's only two things that's really smooth on the planet. That's Gumbarum and my chocolate sipping smooth skin. Now, let me tell you something. It is a showcase on tonight. It is a musical showcase for Seven Leaves. SevenLeavesMusic.com. SevenLeavesMusic.com. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me get on down with it. I got a really, really talented lady. Really, really talented sister. I'm telling you, her vocals are really, really powerful. Been doing a musical showcase and a musical salute for Seven Leaves. Yes, a three-day musical salute. And I do want you all to check out her website, SevenLeavesMusic.com. It is really, really professional. It is very well done. I just love the Little Mermaid. When you land on the site, when you put in SevenLeavesMusic.com and you land on the site, first thing you will see is the mermaid, honey. You know why you see a mermaid? Because her singing is magical. Yes, indeed. I do want you to know she comes to us by Seattle, Washington. Yes, she does got some music put up in your ear. But before I do that, I want y'all to get on to this. When you go to Facebook.com, use the keyword The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate. Now, listen, I want y'all to know something really, really good, something really juicy is going on around here. It's gumbo rum. You know what? See, why it's so juicy? Because, see, the rum is really, really smooth when you drink it on down. You know, it just coats your throat and everything. It just slides right on down. And the juicy part is it goes good with a brownie, with a chocolate brownie. A chocolate brownie. I ain't talking about no chocolate brownie that you put in your mouth and chew and eat, child. I'm talking about me. I'm the chocolate brownie. So, listen, let me tell y'all something. When you drinking gumbo rum, you got to get your gumbo rum from me, the chocolate brownie. Horny. Let me tell you something. Now, the way to order gumbo rum, go to the website, gumbarum.com. You can order directly from the website. Did you know that? Let me tell you something. When you click on the website, you'll see where it says click to order. You just go ahead and click the button, honey, and just order what you need. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, gumbo rum is infused with vanilla and infused with coconut, and you're really going to enjoy it. I am telling you, it's just as good as the Honeymooners and Alice and Ralph Graham, baby. I am telling you, it is really, 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 really to die for. Yes, it's smooth going down, honey. Now, listen. I got something else that really, really smooth, too. I am doing a comparison of Seven Leaves' music. She's just so phenomenal. I'm doing a comparison. Music greatness. Woo-wee! And I'm going to put it on you today. Now, listen, y'all, check this out. This one, I'm going to put it on you right now, and I'm going to compare her music to somebody else. Y'all better stay tuned. Y'all better keep on listening. Y'all, check this out. Take a listen.
Sound, I make the sound. Come with me, yo, and what you're gonna see is just fuzzy sound. off the twist and complete bliss. Wrap me in your wisdom inside. Cause if it's so white or blue, ah, baby, ooh. Ah, baby, ooh. Ah, baby, ooh. Baby, let's exchange
on you. I hope you can take it. Now listen, y'all remember Tangerine? You know the juice Tangerine. Listen, seven leaves. I don't want you to fall out, honey. I do not want you to fall out, but I got a challenge for you, honey. You know what, seven leaves? You just really talented. And I'm not just saying that. You really are. You very talented. Your look is just professional. You're really gorgeous. Listen here. Seven leaves. I want you to do something. I'm going to challenge you. I want to challenge your artistic skill. I want you to hone your craft a little bit more. You're a little bit more. Now, listen, I'm going to play Denise Williams, the song Ceiling. You also remind me of Sade. You really do. Now, listen, I'm going to challenge you, honey. I'm going to challenge you artistically. I want you to do something. I want you to do something. I can see you going all the way up, all the way up, 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 up. And, honey, I'm helping you get there. You know what I mean? This is what I want you to do. I want you to do a cover song. I want you to make a commitment to you. Make a commitment to you to do a cover song with Denise Williams, Ceiling, and a cover song by Sade. Hornet, you know why? I want you to do that because it's going to set you apart. It's going to set your career on a whole new course. It's going to put you on a whole different level. Where you are right now, Hornet, baby, bye. You ain't going to be able to even look back. Hornet, you're going to be a trailblazer. You hear what I'm saying? I want you to be a trailblazer, trailblazer, trailblazer. I'm telling you, I'm putting it out in the universe for you right now. I am putting it in the universe. Now, I want you to make that commitment to you. I want you to make two cover songs. Yeah. Sade and Denise Williams. Whatever song you like, but I'm telling you, your voice is your voice, your voice, your voice is out there in the universe, and it pierces us. It pierces in our ears, and it's piercing. It hits the soul. It hits the soul. So why I'm saying why you should do a cover song, because Denise Williams' voice is the exact same way. Sade stands, follow her forever. So, Seven Leaves, you are the type of artist where fans will and will and will and will. I want you to get this. I want you to drink this in. Follow you forever. Let me tell you something. Sade fans always her fans, no matter what she put out, what she do, what. We're going to love her and follow her forever. You know, I know she hadn't made anything late, but I'm just telling you, you at that type of level, honey. You have that type of skill. So that's why I want you to do a cover song. Cover song by Sade, Denise Williams, because it is going to put you in a whole realm. You hear what I'm saying? Listen. I'm going to play the song Silly. Yes, I am. Denise Williams, Silly. Y'all take a listen. Take a listen. listen up, my good people. Listen, I am just about out of time. But Sabalise, darling, this is you right here. Denise Williams, silly, this is you. This is you. And I want to challenge you. I really do want to challenge you because I want to challenge you. I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to make a commitment to yourself to go up to the next level. And believe me, Sabalise, doing a cover song, of course, it does not take anything away from your style. It doesn't take anything away from your artistic sound and what you're creating for yourself as an artist. But when you do a cover song like Denise Williams and Silly, it really is going to add something to your career. I'm telling you, trust me on that. Trust me on that. Think about it. I want you to really think about that. I want you to really make that commitment to yourself because it's going to set you on fire. It's going to set you on fire, y'all, sister. Listen. Your dope sister, your down sister, I love what you're doing. I love the music that you have. And I do want to play a little bit more of the song that I played earlier. So listen, y'all. Y'all just heard Silly. Now, hold on. Check it out. Take a listen. Take a listen. It has been a pleasure, and it's been a blast to do this musical showcase with this music. It has been a delight. Now listen, I want you to scratch. I want to scratch you as an artist, and I cannot emphasize it any more than I already have. I want to emphasize it one more time. I want you to do a cover song. Think about it. But I'm really serious. I love to entertain, but I'm serious right now. I want you to do a cover song, Denise Williams, or Sade, and I'm telling you, it's going to do something for your music career. It's going to turn up the value. If you want to turn up the value on your career, this is what I want you to do. It's going to turn up the value, I'm telling you, because your voice is so unique. It's really unique, and I'm telling you, it's in the same flavor like Denise Williams. Of course, it's not the same, but what I'm telling you, I want you to get something. When you do the cover song, you're going to get the juice. You're going to feel the juice. I am telling you. So listen, do that. Think about it, and honey, it's going to set you ablaze. You're going to feel the volume, and you're going to be on fire. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. It has been a stone cold blast doing this music showcase. It really has. And I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Didn't have no interruptions from the crew down the street. I guess they done fell out or something from drinking all that gum and rum. I don't know what's done happened to them. You know, sometimes they mix it up all kind of ways. You know what I mean? They think they can put Kool-Aid, you know, in the rum. It don't work like that. And you can't put hot C. Some people be putting hot C in the rum, apple juice, grape juice, and all that. So I can imagine why they done fell out. If you're putting that in there, you know, you're putting hot C and apple juice and grape juice, you're going to fall out because you're going to think you're drinking juice and you're really drinking rum, you know what I mean? So you can't help but fall out all over the street. I'm going to tell this story real quick. This just came back. And then I got to go. One night, my brother and his girlfriend, this is a true story. This ain't no lie. This is not no lie. One night, my brother and his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, they went out in the dead middle of, it was so cold. It was like 2 below 0. And I'm telling you, they blasted tails had got so full of it. You know what I'm talking about. They was drinking the wine, whatever they drank. They come back home. They couldn't get in the house. I'm telling you, them two fools were so full up, they couldn't get back in the house. The gate was locked. They was trying. They outside trying to climb over a gate. Now, they drunk. They drunk as could be. They climbing over a gate. It was almost like the Three Stooges climbing over a gate. You know what I mean? Y'all that watch Three Stooges. So now, can you imagine a girl and the boy outside? It's zero below. She says he was sitting out on the sidewalk crying and laughing. It's 2 below 0. This is a true story. 2 below 0. He's sitting his tail down on the sidewalk, and she's trying to climb over the gate so they can get up in the house. Now, this is about 2 or 3 in the morning. 2 or 3 in the morning. She got her goofy tail up over this gate trying to climb over a gate. Now, she gets over the gate, and she hollering at him. Now, they drunk now. They sloppy drunk. She's telling him, come on, boy. Come on, come on. Get up over this gate. She trying to pull his 6-foot, 200-pound over the gate. She about 4 feet tall, weighing 100 pounds, and she trying to help pull him over the gate. I say, now, this is too much to go down. Now, I wasn't there. What she did was, I was at my mama's house sleeping. I was up in Chicago at this particular time. I came to visit. She calls my mother, like, what can a 75-year-old woman do? She calls my mother's house, crying and boo-hooing my mama. Now, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. She waking us up. My mother gives me the phone to talk to the girl. I said, girl, what you talking about? I can't get your brother over the gate to get out. She just a crying and a crying. I'm like, what does she want me to do? To make a long story short, the police come because the police thought they were trying to break into somebody's house. He goes to jail, and she calls us back crying because he locked up and she gets in the house. Now, honey, that's it. That's all. I got to get on up out of here. That ain't no made-up story. That is a true story. Now, I got to go.
You motivated.